Let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt. It's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Go, Felicia. It's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
Morning Blood on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday we had a major announcement. I'm excited about this one. Fly away for two to Vegas to experience Silk Sonic live. It's about the airfare, hotel, $250 in cash, and a chance to just kick it.
All right.
And you're going to be qualified for $1,000 in inflation cash. Make that bank account pop.
Damn!
Speaking of, I woke up this morning and my tax money was already in my account.
Oh.
When I tell you I just filed Monday, and that little money was already in there this morning.
Hey.
I think they probably saw that. Give her these little couple of dollars, this little ponytail money.
Hmm. Oh, that's at least, what, $200?
That ain't no money. It's a lot of people. One of my friends gets like $13,000 back. She got wild kids.
Where's she at?
Hey. She got wild kids. You are engaged.
We can make a little money on the side. And then Naomi will be down with that.
Yes.
Why would my friend want to be with a dude that's engaged to somebody? You must think. I'm excited. Things are moving along. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to offer up for your cousin's 1 year birthday party.
Oh, it's
I don't know what to get. Yeah. And I've got a gig that I'm trying my best to make it to both. But if I can't, you're going, right?
Yes, I have to DJ a football tournament tomorrow first, but then I'll be there after that. So I'll be a little tardy. That's why I told you that.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to. If I can't make it, hugs and kisses on my behalf.
Of course, I will definitely be there for the first. I was the first family member that baby Chris ever saw. I'm so proud of that.
And I knew she was pregnant before you. Ow.
You want a cookie?
I do.
I got plenty of them,
Brian,
for you.
A cookie would make me so happy right now. You just don't understand what I'm going through.
Well, whatever it is, if a cookie makes it better, it ain't that bad.
It's not. I'm blessed, child. I'll tell you that. Them little $20 is in my account this morning. I'm about to upsize my happy bill.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Oh, I love that. Plenty of sunshine. Cloudy and 70 right now in North KC. Shay, what's poppin'?
The Obama started a media company called Higher Ground after leaving the White House, and they inked a deal with Spotify for 3 years to produce content for the platform. Well, they were unable to come up with an agreement to continue that agreement. So you ain't gonna be able to get the Michelle Obama podcast and the other shows that they produced on that platform.
Free agents.
I subscribed to the Michelle Obama. The first day it came out, I was one of the first people listening.
And did you make it a part of your daily routine?
No, I only got that one episode.
Oh.
They don't remind me enough or something. And then when people send me notifications, I don't pay attention to them anyway. It's like a distraction, so I just swipe up.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got other big things in the works, I'm sure.
I watch the stuff that they do on other platforms like Netflix. Mm-hmm. I've seen those things. Mm-hmm. And I watch the Showtime thing. I don't think that they're a part of that production, the First Ladies thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch it. Kris Jenner testified yesterday that Blac Chyna once threatened to kill her baby daughter, Kylie Jenner.
Damn! Yikes.
I wonder what they mean by kill.
What you mean?
Because sometimes you be like, I'll kill you. And you don't really mean you will kill somebody.
Come on, Shay.
No?
This is in a courtroom.
No, she's saying it. I'm just saying, it's times I tell you I'm going to kill you and I'm not going to kill you.
Damn! Y'all heard that, right?
You've never told somebody that?
No. Seriously.
Brian, you've never told somebody, even in joking, I hear you.
No. The K word, like, I don't know. It's just certain words I try not to put in my vocabulary. Like, that word, the P word that's, like, explicit. Remember we talked about that? About the, I don't like saying that word, the P word?
You don't even say it to your lady?
Sometimes. But no,
You are so prudish. It's so funny to me. Like, the first time your mother gonna see you kissing your fiance is at the wedding. You need to go over your mother's house this weekend.
No.
And slob Naomi down in front of her.
What is wrong with you?
What you mean?
No.
Why are you so prudish?
I feel funny with all that stuff, man. I don't... Like Will Smith said...
You big 36-year-old man. So, what are you talking about?
Like Will Smith said, feelings? What are feelings? What are feelings?
Your mother know you kissing.
No, she don't.
Okay. All right. And the testimony also revealed that Blac Chyna hasn't paid her taxes in years. I wonder how they found that out.
You know them Kardashians, they're going to dig up everything. They lawyers is down and dirty with it.
I didn't realize that they dated this long. Chyna and Tyga dated from 2011 to 2014. And then he dated Kylie from 2014 to 2017. And I think they were friends at first. That was the issue.
And then she went and got robbed.
Yeah, they were together in 2016.
How are those Thanksgiving dinners?
Awkward. But they probably ain't eating nothing. They drinking Diet Coke and smoking cigarettes. That's
all. You know? Oh, man.
Diet Coke and cigarettes.
Oh, don't do that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Why you mad, though?
I just moved into a new house. I haven't even moved in the house all the way. And 3,200 gallons of water rolled down the street, and I already got a $401 bill. And that's why I'm mad.
Oh, no.
I left the toilet running, and the water just filled my basement up. And everything. So now I'm right back where I started.
Yeah, that toilet was damaged because you don't got to stop a toilet. If
it's right. I tell them I ain't used to that type of life. I can lift no toilet handle back up. I'm used to flushing it and it come back up on its own. I don't know. You got to do all this or somebody going to have to pay that bill. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Miss Cindy, I am going by the Home Depot. I'm on the way to the crib. I can get you a couple buckets.
Cindy, Brian been trying to be your plumber for mad
get
years.
Out right here.
So I'm just trying. I think he wants to come and snake your pipes.
You're a liar.
I'm a child of God. What are you talking about?
Oh my God. You just said your toilet is messed up.
I'm leaving.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, I said my basement flooded.
You said your toilet is... Okay, I'm out.
I'm leaving.
The handle.
Bye.
It's the handle.
The devil is... a liar.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jam.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Get it ready when you still sleep with Lauren going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door. Now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause shout out to
103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Max Sauce killing it. What's up, y'all? 6:52 on this Good Friday. Highs in the mid-80s. Right now, you're cloudy and 70 at Northeast High School.
It's World Earth Day. It's a reminder to protect the environment, restore damaged ecosystems, and live a more sustainable life.
My carbon footprint is very low. Just want to let you know that.
Ever since you cut your hair, I'm probably agree because you used to put a lot of glycerin or whatever that was.
Wasn't no glycerin.
It was glycerin.
Wasn't no glycerin. It was Indian hemp. Thank you very much.
It was mad shiny. All that's right. All.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Whatever.
You know, I'm very aware of my carbon footprint. I hate litter and I hate waste. Like, I'll bring, like, I'm real persnickety about certain things. Like, I can't eat a banana once the brown is on it.
Oh, come on, man.
So I put that banana in the break room yesterday. I think you ate that banana.
I probably did.
I knew somebody would. I bring all my old food here and somebody's going to eat it.
First off, I don't like your sadidiness with bananas. If it has a little brown on it, Shay, it's still good.
It's a texture thing for me.
You the same one who will bite an apple, leave it out in the open for like 60 seconds, it'll turn a little brown, and you won't eat that, will you?
I don't play with apples. When I'm eating it, I'm going hard. I don't walk off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I finish my apples. Uh-huh.
I know your electric bill is sky high, though.
No, it is not.
It's your carbon footprint.
Are you recycling? Do you separate your trash?
No. I ain't gonna lie
so
to
your
y'all.
Carbon footprint is high.
Naomi be trying to, because we drink a lot of bottled waters. So she be trying to at the crib. But somehow it just makes it in the trash.
I drink tap water. I don't buy bottled
really?
Water.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, we are big bottled water drinkers. Like, we buy, like, 4 packs at a time.
So, your carbon footprint is hella big.
Mm-mm. It's low.
All these bottled waters?
It's low.
We do
something else with it.
You know how many years it takes for a bottle to bust down in the landfill?
How long?
Like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Mm. Just think about that.
Mm-hmm. Let me get my blue bin out. That's outside. You know,
now
the
you,
blue bins is.
We ain't the same age, but you ain't grow up with no bottled water.
No, I didn't.
You drank that
didn't.
Tap.
I sure did. But the thing is, the bottled water, I can put them in the freezer and it's ice. I like ice in my water. See? Gotta have.
You can make ice with your regular ice tray.
We ain't got no ice trays.
You don't got an ice machine?
No.
You had to upgrade your refrigerator.
I got my. Hey, my fridge is like built in like 83 or 84.
Say Frigidaire.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6 Kansas City Homes Tour Experience happens this Saturday from 10 until 7 p.m. We're talking with Tanisa Brown of KRG Realty about this groundbreaking event. Now, we've heard of home tours before. They take you to the swanky areas. This is all about the urban core.
All right. Good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm feeling good.
Where is the root of this tour going to take place in the town?
It's going to be at the Robert J. Mohart Center, which is located at 3200 Wayne Avenue.
So let's talk a little bit about home ownership. There's so many people who want to be homeowners but don't even know where to begin.
They need to begin at the tour. We're going to give them all the information that they need to get started, help them to understand the process and what homeownership looks like even after you become a homeowner. So pretty much everything you need to know or any questions you ever had in your head will be answered and can be answered at the Urban Core Homes Tour.
Now, if I'm renting right now, I'm thinking to myself, I don't have to worry about plumbing. I don't have to worry about maintenance. I don't have to worry about getting my grass cut. I could just call my office management. What are some of the things that we don't need to be afraid of as far as owning the house?
You don't need to be afraid of any of those things that you just said. Yes, that's true. You can call somebody to take care of those things, but you can also call somebody to take care of those things when you're a homeowner too. With rents going up as much as they are, and it's just unpredictable, when you're a homeowner, those things stay constant. You have a thing called the home warranty, which covers any of your mechanicals on the inside. You have a homeowner's insurance, which covers everything on the outside.
The Kansas City Homes Tour experience begins with the Hope Home Buyer Seminar at 10 o'clock. Then the tour begins at 12 noon. There's a mixer happening at 3 p.m. and an outdoor vendor expo is happening all day. How can folks get more information about the tour if they've got questions?
My direct phone number is area code 816-337-8626. And for those people who don't like to pick up the phone, I do accept text messages as well. Or you can go to the website kchte.com and you can click on that link and get any information or register. Don't worry about it if you haven't got your tickets yet. It's free. And you can register on site.
This is so exciting, Brian. She began this tour to go through our community and show the beautiful properties that are there and to help folks become homeowners. This is part of the American dream.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on and sharing this information with us. We appreciate it.
No, thank you for having us, and I appreciate you guys.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
720 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Right now, you are cloudy and 71 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Actor and talk show host Byron Allen is 61 today. Singer and music producer of Africa Bambaataa, Arthur Baker, is 67 today. Comedian, actress, and the lady who stole the Wendy Williams show, Sherry Shepherd, is 55 today.
Yikes.
Salty. Football star, I love this guy. Do you have a little clip of him?
Shout out to my real Africans out there.
Marshawn Lynch, I love him.
That's my dog.
I'm looking after my chickens because of him. Trying to get my body action, together. Boss. You know what I'm saying?
He's a real
care
one.
Of my mental health, my
He's
minerals.
Real. For real. Mm-hmm.
He's 36 years old. Somebody told me a Marshawn Lynch story recently when he came to Kansas City. He was somewhere.
Yeah, it was probably me. I was DJing at Privilege, and the night before the Chiefs was playing the Seahawks in 2014, guess who's on the side right there on Main Street in his all gray hoodie by himself with a drink in his hand? Marshawn Lynch. He's a real one.
You ain't want to get a picture or nothing?
Yeah, I was DJing.
I'm just about that action, boss.
I played some Mac Dre for him, though, because you know he's from Oakland.
Rapper Machine Gun Kelly is 32, and DJ Drama.
Hey, yo, what up? This is DJ Drama, rolling with the big homie, the official core DJ of Kansas City, Brian B. Shining, on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to my core DJ fam in the building, too. Tony Nils in the town. We did a big
what's
last
up,
night.
Man?
Yeah, my dog.
Why he ain't been on the show today?
He sleep.
Oh, Brian. You be fumbling opportunities.
My bad. Shouts to everybody born on April 22nd.
So, Trey Songz is facing some new allegations of sexual assault. There's a video that's being passed around where you could see like a lady trying to take a picture with Trey Songz, and he reaches over and take her bikini top off. And her boobies are exposed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can hear him saying, "Tiggle bitties in the open, tiggle bitties in the open."
Oh my God. He sounds like a 13-year-old, Shay. It's like a 13-year-old. It's like an 8th grade cafeteria. Like, are you serious, fam? You a grown man.
So this young lady says that she needs, you know, some financial remuneration. She won $5 million. She also says that, you know, the police in Las Vegas decided not to go forward with this case, so no criminal charges were filed, but she wants that civil judgment now. You think he gonna pay that five?
He gonna have to. It's on video. It's clear as day.
I know, but
there's no way getting around that. You cannot, as a man, you know, you want to respect the ladies. The last thing you need to do is trying to expose their breasts or whatever. Like, you can't do that.
It's a lot of people that would have never made it out of my childhood. We used to play a game called Catch the Booty when I was growing up. Yeah. Did y'all ever do that?
Yeah, it was hide and go get it. you know.
That's another version of the same game.
But we've grown and we learn.
Right, and we got to stop now,
we
right?
Know it's, yeah, we know that that is no tolerance for that. Because we see what that can, you know, graduate to.
Mm.
So ain't got no time for
this. This is true,
that.
Brian. You're being very accurate. So Benzino is threatening legal action and threatening bodily harm to a transgender woman named Shauna Brooks, who claimed that they were dating. So there was some sort of video released, audio of them talking. And he was saying that, you know, this can't get out or whatever because people wouldn't understand it. And so now he's being very, I don't know.
Sound like he got a guilty conscience?
Yeah, that's what it's like. You protesting too hard, fam. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, whenever you start to, you know, try to injure somebody or threaten an injury to somebody, you probably done did that.
He said he's 56 years old and he is willing to go to jail for the rest of his life over this. Really?
Sounds like he's been living 56 years and ain't learned nothing.
Really? Because somebody said something on the internet?
Yeah. Ignorance has no age, Shay.
This is true. I tell people all the time, you just got older. Yeah. That's it. You've been dumb. Still dumb. Got older. Now listen to this. I don't know how you feel about this, but there was a video that was circulating yesterday of Mike Tyson two-piecing this dude.
Yeah.
It was more like a 10-piece.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And a pepper from churches. But are we going to do the same thing we did with the slap on this? Or is this different?
No, it's very different. First
you
off,
think so?
There's clear video of him antagonizing Tyson right in on the back of his head. Like he's in the back seat and he's just talking to him. I guess he was trying to get an autograph or something, but clearly Mike Tyson does not want to be bothered and he's just chilling in his own place.
How many times have you been on a flight in your life, you think, if you had to give me a number?
Probably 10 to 12 times.
When you look up, there's a little button to get the flight attendant to come and handle your smoke. You ain't supposed to be on there.
We're talking about Mike Tyson.
Right. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got a text. Asked me to come welcome the crowd at the No Cap Comedy Tour tomorrow.
A word?
Mm-hmm. You rolling?
I got a couple things to do. Okay. Football camp and then Chris's first birthday.
But this is later on in the night.
I'm going to be tired.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be at home chilling.
After Mike Tyson tightened up a fellow passenger on a flight, he didn't look tired. He made an appearance at a cannabis conference in Miami. Took pictures with folks, smiling. He seemed unbothered to me.
Mm-hmm.
That video was weird, Brian. You can clearly see that the guy who's filming was the friend of the antagonizer. And it appeared to be that they were trying to create something that they could film.
This is George talking to Mike Tyson, bro. This shit crazy, bro. Mike Tyson. Y'all done got lit, man. He over here rapping with Tyson. He don't know how to act.
And then 30 seconds later.
Hey, Mike, come on. Let's go stop back. Let's lose the horse, man.
Bro, you know what? I'm going to be 100 with you. I don't have no sympathy for old boy. He was asking for it. If you look at the video, Mike Tyson is just calmly sitting there on his flight, minding his business, being peaceful, not saying a word or paying no attention to this dude. And he is still trying to be a jerk and trying to interrupt Mike Tyson's peace. You get what you deserve, fam.
I don't think he really understood who Iron Mike really is, and
that's a good point.
How he used to knock people out like in 90 seconds. Like, he would make a lot of people mad. They show up to the fight, and before they could get their popcorn, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
No, and that's real. It was known not to buy no Mike Tyson pay-per-view joints because you knew it was going to be ending early. And that was when I was a baby, and this guy looks like he's in his early to mid-20s. So you're possibly right. Maybe he don't know, but he know now.
Do you think Iron Mike was justified in tightening old boy up?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mike Tyson, 10-piece the dude on a flight. He was harassing him. Video shows this guy bothering him from behind. which is another thing. Like, if my back is turned, that's very scary. I'm reading a report here on TMZ that says that the guy even threw a bottle water at the champ before the fist started flying. So if he connected with some sort of object, that changes it for me. Because at first I was like, you don't get to hit people just for them talking.
Yeah, he was looking like Soda Pop off of Mike Tyson Punch Out on Nintendo.
San Francisco police did respond to the scene, detained two people that they believe were involved in this incident, probably that guy and a dude filming. One was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, but the person who was injured refused to cooperate with the investigation.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, man.
So it looks like nothing's really going to happen from this, I don't think.
Yeah.
So folks are commenting on our social media. Kyla said, well, people need to leave him alone, just like they would anyone else. He got a gun pulled on him last time he tried to be passive. I'm not saying it's right, but I don't blame him for snapping.
And after the guy pulled the gun on him, they end up hugging each other.
Yeah. What do you say about this?
He shouldn't have been hovering over Mike like that. He's all in that man's face. He was in the danger zone. Get up out of there.
For real. He lucky he only got that. Exactly. It could have been much worse.
And that's for anybody in that space like that of somebody else's. That's all I have to say. I love y'all, Shay and Shine.
I love you back.
Thank you.
Right. Find you from the water department.
We love our city workers. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today's Chief Rick Smith's last day on the job. You got nothing to say?
Good riddance.
Oh.
I mean, look, man, the fact of the matter is, and everybody listening knows this, he's been ahead of a not so straight and narrow police department. It's been a number of unsolved homicides. It's been corruption. It's been a number of lawsuits. What can you say?
I can say this. There's a real serious situation happening here at the Hot 103 Jam studio right now, and not sure if law enforcement can help.
Something that I'm not aware of, because everything is fine and dandy over here.
Oh, you're aware of it. After decades, we changed our phone number and people are responding.
Oh, no.
In droves. I'm out in the community buying bananas, doing my shopping. Hey, why y'all changed the number? I've been calling. Give stalker vibes, but it's not. I get it. 816-540-1033 is the new number. Somebody narked on you on social media. It was like, Brian just gave out the number wrong.
My bad, y'all.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
I listened to it, and I did. It's just, Brian been here since 06, and we done had the same number. So it's going to take me a little time.
So, Brian, I'm thinking of a resolution for this. Okay, these are a couple of options. We can bring in a hypnotist, and maybe they can work with us to unlearn the old number and have the new one in our brains.
That's actually not a bad idea.
What about a therapist? Someone who can talk us into remembering the new number. A pastor? Somebody who can pray us into remembering the new number? I believe TD Jakes could work with me.
I do too.
Or if we can't get T.D. Jakes, maybe we just get a prayer warrior. 71 right now. If you a prayer warrior and you can help us, I'm just saying. What's the new number?
Dropping low for Jesus. Keep the Lord in mind. When you dirty wine, drop it for Jesus.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Right now, you are cloudy and 72 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Earlier this week, we reported that ASAP Rocky was arrested at the LAX airport after deplaning a private plane from the Barbados, where his lady is going to deliver any day now. Well, ASAP Barry is claiming that another ASAP Mob member is the one who told on ASAP Rocky.
Yikes.
He said ASAP Relly. You know who that is?
No.
He said this rat bleep bleep told on Rocky bleeping rat. In another post, he said, "At Relly boss, why you went to the police?"
Man, Rihanna deserves to have a stress-free pregnancy, man. And this definitely don't add on to it.
You think the bad gal is worried? He got out, like, hours later. He got $550,000 to get him.
Yeah.
He was like, let me out.
But now he got this hovering over everything. It's like, you waiting on your baby to come, and now you... Not saying that it's his fault, but, you know...
You know what I mean? People got pending charges right now.
What pending charges you got?
Don't worry about it. You want me to get some new charges?
What you trying to say?
I just said it.
What you want to do? That's usually the next question after that. No, of course I don't want no new charges on you.
So Marlon Wayans was on Good Morning America talking about a bunch of different things. And he talked about his niece who stopped speaking to him for 2 years. And this sounds like something you would do. And I think I might follow suit and stop talking to you for 2 years if you did this to me, too. So his niece was sitting on the couch minding her business. And Marlon Wayans went and sat on her lap and passed gas on her.
So childish.
That's why you laughing, because you think that's funny.
I would never do that. Now, if you catch me 15 years ago, all right, maybe. But no, definitely not now. That's just trifling. And we too old for that. Yeah.
Two years?
He lucky it's only 2 years she didn't stop speaking to him. Like, 'cause that's just trifling, bro. Like, ain't nobody got time for you to be farting on people, dog. Suppose she needed to go somewhere. She was finna meet up
well,
with somebody.
It's gas. It's not gonna stay.
It don't matter. It's the principle of the thing. Don't you take a shower fresh before you go somewhere?
I do.
Yeah, you wanna be as fresh as possible.
He's a lot of fun, though. We haven't seen him in a while since the pandemic, but whenever he would come...
Since he cussed on the morning grind with Shay and Shine?
I forgot about that. He did. He did curse by mistake. And he was very animated very early. I was like, wow, you are super animated. Don't do that.
Lord have mercy.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I didn't do anything.
You're playing a dangerous game. You're playing a dangerous, dangerous game.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Kaylee.
All right, let's see what you got.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to give up off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
It's like this and like this and like that, and it's like this and like this and like that, and it's like this.
What?
It's like a holy feel. It's like this and like this and like that, and like this and like that.
You can stop.
Hell no.
Yeah, we good. We got your $30 Kansas Lottery Hit Family Instant Ticket Prize Pack for the easiest That's My Jam of all time, and you got an opportunity to get $1,000 in inflation cash next Friday, all right?
Yes. Come with y'all.
All right, Kiwi Strawberry. Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
Hot 103 Jams on for Sam Nesvig. Morning Grind with Jay and Sean, baby.
Outstanding.
Win $1,000 in inflation cash.
Money.
Making your bank account rise.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
Hot 103 Jams.
What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.